take to the streets on Saturday at 12 o'clock in the Guildhall Square, just to express our anger and frustration at the spiralling and crippling energy costs that people are facing right across our society at the minute, with the cost of electricity, gas, oil, everything just going up, not to mention even food. People just can't take any more, and we need help. People need help. We have people who are coming to speak who are seasoned campaigners on the issue. We have people who are coming from a trade union background to speak in relation to workers. And we have people from business community who are also really struggling and don't know how they're going to manage to keep their doors open over the course of this winter. People are frightened as to what they're facing under this winter. And I think that we need to be seen that we're standing in solidarity with each other, but that we're trying to put pressure where pressure can be put to try and alleviate some of these difficulties that people are going to be facing over the winter, because it really is quite frightening.
There's been a couple of measures announced in the north, £100 off the heating and an electricity cap. Do you believe that those measures go far enough?
I don't. I will welcome any measures that come along. But no, I don't believe that the measures that were introduced today go anywhere near far enough for people. The cap that has currently been put on energy is still bringing our energy costs nearly three times higher than what they were this time last year. And with oil, now they're offered £100 off oil. That is absolutely nowhere near enough. We have an oil industry here that is completely unregulated, and the price of oil has just escalated and escalated. And with many of our households here in the north depending on oil heating, no, I don't believe that it goes far enough. I think that the best way that we can address this is with an executive back up and running, where we can start bringing forward local solutions for this issue for our local people. And we need to be doing that to protect them in these really difficult times.
You're hopeful then that maybe some people power and seeing the impact that this crisis is having might get the MLAs back to Stormont and also might get more appropriate measures in place?
Absolutely. The DUP are the party that are refusing to go back into Stormont at this stage. And at this point, I would actually call it cruel that they are not going back in to find some local solutions. We have money that is sitting in the bank accounts of Stormont. We have people here who are afraid to turn on their heat. We have disabled people who are afraid to use the machinery that actually keeps them alive because it's using up too much electricity. The time for stunt politics is over. People need to be back at work. They need to be delivering for the people that put them there.